Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be intentional as we take three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And breathe in this life-giving breath of the divine. Hold. Gently, slowly. Bring your attention down into the sanctuary of the soul, the cave of the heart. And be aware of how it's operating, circulating the blood around your system. Feel it pumping, continuously, unceasingly, unconsciously. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes we are consciously choosing to deepen down in spirit, to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 67 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The Beloved is gracious to us, a loving presence within us. The Radiant One shines in us. Oh, that love's way would be lived throughout the earth. Love is abiding power embraced by all nations. May the people ever rejoice in you, singing songs of appreciation for all that you, O Beloved, freely give to us. Let the nations listen and heed. We are all called to live with integrity and justice. For you, O Blessed Counselor, will guide every nation on earth as the leaders and people open their hearts and respond. Abandoning ourselves into the heart of love, we need not worry or fret. For love's grace abides wherever we are. In love, let us make our home. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, remembering who we are and whose we are, that we are made in the image and likeness of the divine itself, of perfection, of wholeness, of peace, of joy, of love, of acceptance, of forgiveness. Let us remember these qualities and attributes as we go about our day. May we remember that we are the conduit, the vessel through which your light, your life, your love expresses in and through. That all of our interactions may be peace-filled and loving, even with those we judge as unloving. Divine beloved, grandest being, source of all that is, you are the one that breathes us, you are the one that moves us, you are the one that guides and animates us, you are the one that is the life, that is the source, that is the energy that quickens, renews, restores, and replenishes. It is in you we live, move, and have our being, as the psalmist said. Our reason for being is to love justice and walk with mercy. In these interesting times that we are living in, let us open our hearts to remember our oneness with you and our oneness with each other. Let us open our hearts to truly embrace justice, mercy, compassion, and all that you expect of us as divine expressions of your life. Mother, Father, God, there's so much happening across our beautiful world at this time. With people protesting for freedom and liberty, for those that are incarcerated, for those that are being wiped out simply because of their birth. So much happening. But we are entering into the secret place of the Most High and surrendering it before your throne of grace, that you who are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask knows what to do to heal our fractured world. You who are the creator and the sustainer of all that is knows how to bless and supply the needs of each and every individual. So for all sentient beings on this planet, I surrender into this before the throne of grace, giving thanks that the healing of our world is happening even as I speak these words. I bring our leaders before you, those duly elected and non-elected, that their hearts and minds may be touched, that they will have compassion and integrity, that they govern wisely. All those that are experiencing mental health at this time, with the lockdown, who are struggling, touch their hearts and their minds to know that they are loved with an unending love, that they are comforted ever as they look within to your spirit. For all those, whatever their needs are, physical, financial, mental, spiritual, psychological, we place them before you now as well. For those who have no one to pray for them or call them by name, we hold them in our hearts, asking that their needs be met, as all of our needs are being met in perfect and timely ways. You are the same yesterday,
today, forever, world without end. The Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our caller's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without. Eternal and unceasingly. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.